This whip was interred just outside of London, possibly within the limits of the Danelaw in the early 11th century. Made of leather, adorned with thongs, and attached to a handle made of wood, this whip is an interesting find that gives us several different options when contemplating Norse culture. The whip could have been used either by a farmer corralling animals or by a Norseman involved in the slave trade. Though this object's purpose is not known, let us explore the possibility that it was used for the latter. Though early texts describe slave capture and function in detail, many details of how the slave trade operated are missing. Viking usage of slaves for domestic and ceremonial purposes is well documented. Early texts most commonly refer to slaves in association with labor, companionship, ritual sacrifice, and commerce. Throughout the Viking Age, Norse society was organized into three tiers of social classes. At the top were jarls, represented by nobles and kings. In the middle social stratum were the bóndi, or free yeomen, who worked primarily as farmers, craftsmen, or landowners. And the lowest classes were the thræl, which meant literally unfree servant. Viking involvement with slavery is most commonly thought of as one of domestic utility. Viking raids would bring back slaves to use as a source of labor in their home village. Finding a whip within the limits of the Danelaw at this time adds to the image of domestic slave usage by suggesting a more widespread and itinerant slave culture that became a fixture of Viking society after they invaded and settled the British Isles. In fact, we have evidence of a robust Viking slave trade operating out of Western Europe. Written sources tell us that the Vikings sold slaves at trading centers such as Hedeby in modern-day Germany and describe how and for what they were exchanged. Therefore, in addition to keeping the thrall class well-populated for domestic labor purposes, the Norse also engaged in slave trafficking, whereby they would sell their captured slaves in markets across Europe and into the Middle East. It may even be that London during its period of Norse settlement functioned as a trading center for slavery. This archaeological find is useful for conceptually bridging the gap between the different ways in which slaves were used. Though we have written accounts of the presence and function of slavery in Viking society, it is hard to ascertain whether slaves were commonplace or instead only owned by the privileged. Archaeological evidence of the slave trade shows us that regardless of its socioeconomic extent, slavery was an integral part of the vast Viking economic and trade network throughout the Viking Age.